Welcome back in on a Friday night in KMA Land, Baron Auto Center High School Football Preview Show. It's week four of the high school football season. I'm Derek Martin with you till midnight tonight. We've got the Connection Show coming up. We've got the Scoreboard Show coming up. But again, previewing all the fine matchups here in week four of the high school football season. We turn our attention now to small class 11 player in the state of Iowa. Some fantastic matchups. We'll start out in class A District 6, where Earlham is at Madrid tonight. Huge matchup between these two teams out of the West Central Activities Conference, and Earlham head coach Chris Caskey talking with KMA Sports this week about trying to slay the dragon that is Madrid.
They're a dome team the last 2 years. They lost some kids, but the kids that replaced them are pretty darn good. I'm impressed by their quarterback. Everything kind of runs through him, and they haven't even hit their big target yet, I think more than four times this season. So then they're tied in, but they block well. They defense is phenomenal. We definitely have our work cut out for us.
Chris Caskey, head coach there for Earlham. They're at Madrid tonight. Also in A District 6, North Mahaska at Martinsdale St. Mary's. BGM's at Linville Sully. That's a pretty big matchup. In A District 7, ACGC goes to Mount Air tonight. Brett Ruggles will have reports from that one. AHSTW is at Nottoway Valley, as that's an interesting matchup in Greenfield. And then Riverside is at Southwest Valley. Jan Harris will be there tonight in Corning. We talked with the Southwest Valley side this week, coming off of a win over Central Decatur. Little bit of an upset pick last week that I made, that Central Decatur would beat Southwest Valley. Well, that didn't happen. A 20-point win for the Timberwolves, and they can thank the arm of Wyatt Shires, who threw for over 300 yards, the most by a KMA Land quarterback this week.
It was not in the game plan. We knew it. We were going to try to hit some quick routes once in a while, but we were really wanting to establish the run, control the clock, and we knew, or we thought, we felt comfortable with Wyatt Shires being able to throw a little bit better in the week, and Walker Bissell was running quarterback a lot too, and they both had some good throws during the week and showed that with the defensive coverage that Central Decatur had, that we thought we were going to be able to sneak some on them, but we definitely did not plan on having to throw that much. So it was just kind of flying by the seat of our pants on my side, on the offensive coordinator side.
As mentioned, the opponent tonight is Riverside. Now, Southwest Valley loves to keep it on the ground. Riverside certainly might just very well have the best running back in all of Class A in Jackson Gordon. And those were the first two words that Coach Longabaugh, said to me about Riverside.
Jackson Gordon, he's one that I think everybody in the state knows about. He's been a solid running back and one of the best in the state for the last 3 years. And he's just gonna be a guy that he's their horse, and Coach Frayne is a good, very good coach there. And when you got a horse, you got to ride it. So I would be doing the same thing if I was in his position. But they do have a lot of key guys around that as well. I know they are capable of throwing the ball, and we know that nobody really stops Jackson Gordon. It's just kind of who can slow him down the most. So that's kind of what we're really honing in on the defensive side. And offensively, we're hoping to open it up a little bit more like we did this past Friday.
Once again, that is Class A District 7 tonight. Jan Harris in Corning providing reports from that one. Class A District 8 this evening is West Monona at St. Albert. Also Westwood going to Logan Magnolia. Joe Narmy will be there in Council Bluffs for the St. Albert game. Pete Turner is not actually going to be in Logan. I got to make the change on that one. I had to move him around a little bit. We'll let you know about that one later on tonight. Also, IKM Manning going to Woodbury Central, and the head coach for IKM Manning, Corey McCarville, talking with KMA Sports. His team's off to a really fine start to the season.
You know, I thought Davis Rasmussen did a really, really nice job running the football. Our fullbacks, both John Rasmussen and Carson Lorenz, did a nice job. Ashton Ehrenholz hit on an 81-yard touchdown run as well. So to hit some long explosive runs certainly helps the rushing average.
Coach McCarville's team taking on a Woodbury Central club that continues to win this area district no matter who's in it. It just seems like Woodbury Central keeps on coming out of it, and he talked a little bit about the Wildcats.
Well, there's a reason they're ranked in the top 10 in the state in Class A, and they have multiple players that are very, very talented. The thing that's impressed me the most with Woodbury Central is their offensive and defensive lines, especially on the defensive side of the ball. The defensive line has been really good. They have multiple receivers that are explosive and athletic. You know, it's going to be quite the challenge when we go up there on Friday for their homecoming.
Corey McCarville, head coach for IKM Manning. They're at Woodbury Central in Mobile tonight there in Class A District 8. Let's move to Class 1A, District 7 tonight. Pleasantville's at Interstate 35, another matchup of two WCAC schools, two schools that are having success. Pleasantville coming off of a win against Mount Air without their quarterback, Braylon Bingham. Don't know his status for this week, but Interstate 35 head coach Mike Stewart talking with KMA Sports about the matchup.
They're good. You know, I think everybody knows that they're good. They're fast, they're explosive, they make a lot of big plays, and you know, and it's kind of rivalry, and Interstate and Pleasantville is always a good game, and it's always very physical, both sides. So, I mean, it's, you know, we just got to minimize the mistakes and, you know, keep building positive plays one after another, and, you know, playing together and playing hard, and good things will happen.
Also, Class 1A District 7, West Marshall's at Ogden. West Central Valley is at Panorama. Moving on to Class 2A District 2 tonight, how about OABCIG going to Carroll to take on Kemper Catholic? We've got Tate and Amy in Carroll tonight providing reports from that huge matchup. And we also talked with their head coach for Kemper, Ryan Steinkamp, on their 3-0 start.
You know, I'm really proud of the way our kids have been playing. You know, we've had some really good competition. Our kids are just battling, and they're focused on getting better each week, which is what we want. We kind of learned that, you know, they're some tough kids. You know, they've shown some resilience. You know, we've been up and down and pretty much every game this season. But the kids, they keep fighting, they keep battling. And I think that's – and different guys have stepped up too. So just really, really proud of the kids' efforts in that sense.
OABCIG is 2-1 coming into this one, and certainly, though, very, very talented. Here is Coach Steinkamp on the Falcons.
They're very, very well coached. They're some really good athletes. You know, they've had some good competition and stuff this year, too, and I know that they're going to look to get better each week. So we've got to make sure that, you know, we're prepared for them. You know, they do a lot of different things, their offense, and they move guys around, stuff like that, too. So it'll be definitely a big week of preparation.
Once again, Ryan Steinkamp, head coach for Kemper Catholic. Tate Namey provides reports for OABCIG at Kemper Catholic tonight. Also, Southeast Valley is at Esterville Lincoln Central. Okoboji is at Spirit Lake. And we want to pop back up to 1A District 8. One of our featured matchups tonight is Tri-Center at Underwood on our KMA Extreme with Ethan Hewitt and Landon Leaders. Tri-Center head coach Steve Peterson talking with KMA Sports this week as he tries to get his team back on track after a couple of tough losses to some fantastic teams, OABCIG and Hinton.
Injuries killed us. We ended up losing quite a few of our starters to some injuries, so we were lacking size and lacking experience there in the second half, and obviously it showed. So hopefully we're being able to get healthy to be competitive this Friday against Underwood.
Again, Coach Peterson and his team getting ready for Underwood.
Yeah, they had a good competition last week against Clarinda, so honestly we'll be looking at that game quite a bit. They threw the ball quite a few times. I mean, obviously, they want to set up the run first, but when they get behind, they like to throw the ball. So we'll be making sure we can defend all aspects of the game, especially when you have a quarterback like Underwood does, and then they have a running back that can run the ball too. So, once again, if we can slow them down, hopefully we can be competitive.
On the other side of the field, Underwood head coach Nate McHaleson, one of our latest subjects in a Talking with Tom segment.
A real dangerous Tri-Center team comes to town now. I know they're 1-2, but boy, they've got losses to OABCIG and Hinton, who are two really good football teams.
Absolutely, yeah. We're not looking at Tri-Center as a 1-2 football team, really. We know how dangerous they are, and you throw on film, and you can see that pretty immediately. Offensively, they're as skilled as we've played, probably, in terms of their passing attack. Two really good receivers, All-State caliber kids a year ago, and they're definitely that this year again. And then the harder kid, I think, has grown even more as a quarterback. Real dangerous, throws the ball well from the pocket and on the run. They're a well-oiled machine offensively, move the ball up and down the field. So we got to definitely be locked in defensively. And then, you know, we got to get back to the basics offensively in terms of being able to run the ball up front and running the ball to set up the pass and getting back to our balance and maintaining drives and keeping the defense off the field, keeping them as fresh as possible. Hopefully those are some things we can accomplish Friday.
Looking at their stats, you know, 310 yards passing and 115 rushing per game, 425 total yards of offense. That tells me they're explosive. So as a defensive coach, you've got to be concerned about keeping everybody in front, keeping everything in front of you, and just keeping that ball from moving in that explosiveness.
Absolutely. And then, like you said, you turn on film, and I'm sure the three teams that have played them to this point, you know, are all saying the same thing: keep the ball in front of you, keep the ball in front of you. And, you know, they're just talented enough to you know, beat you over the top, or patient enough to methodically move the ball down the field. So, obviously, we're going to have our hands full in all facets of the game on Friday night. And I think one thing we can do is you know, concentrate on us and playing better football than we did, you know, Friday before. And, you know, I think if we can take that step forward, we'll have a shot this Friday.
Good stuff there. Once again, Talking with Tom, Nate McHaleson, every Friday at 8 a.m. We have our Talking with Tom segments posted at KMAland.com and in the podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. Also want to mention 2A District 8 tonight, Van Meter at Woodward Granger. We already talked about the Clarinda Sheraton matchup, and now let's do this one. Van Meter, Woodward Granger. Two teams playing very, very well. Woodward Granger undefeated at 3-0. Van Meter 2-1 with their lone loss to Des Moines Christian. And we talked with Woodward Granger head coach Corey Cirkovich.
They're still Van Meter, right? They played Des Moines Christian, who went up, you know, to 3A and gained 100 kids. And, you know, that's week one. I know there was mistakes that they needed to take back because they were in that game and could have easily, you know, be 3-0 in the same situation that we are. And their second week, they go play a very good, you know, trainer team, and they just grind it out. They stick to their keys, and they're a well-coached football team, and they very rarely give up a big play. So, making sure offensively we keep the ball in our hands, make sure we're getting that 4 to 5 yards of carry, and they're solid all around. They got some big dudes. I think they lack experience in some spots because they graduated a lot last year, but they're still reloaded, and they're still a very talented football team. So it'll be a good test for us, knowing, you know, we can't look at the record. We just have to look at what they got, and they got some dudes that can make plays, and they don't turn the ball over, and they're very consistent on both sides of the ball.
Also in Class 2A District 8 tonight, Coach Cirkovich, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Van Meter, Woodward Granger. The other matchup is Clark against Grandview Christian at Saydell in a district opening week. Also want to talk a little bit about some non-district, but we're going to go ahead and, first of all, take a break. We will take a break and be right back to hear plenty more on large Class 11 players. Still non-district there. Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and Glenwood will get each side of that. That's one of our KMA Extreme games. And TJAL, we'll talk with AL head coach Peter Kilberg. Stay tuned.